This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is calling for a vote Friday on a newly revised and tougher UN resolution declaring that an intermediate or immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is imperative to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid.
To be delivered to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. In a previous draft, the Security Council did not make such a declaration. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Charles Desmond reports the U.S.'s senior diplomat is meeting Israel's leaders for urgent discussions on Gaza.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Tel Aviv, Israel, on the final stop in his sixth urgent trip to the region since the start of the war.
A major military operation in Rafah would be a mistake, something we don't support, and it's also not necessary.
Blinken says he will share alternatives to Israel's planned ground assault into the southern Gaza town of Rafah when he meets with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war cabinet. Later Friday, the UN Security Council will vote on a US-sponsored resolution declaring the imperative of an immediate and sustained ceasefire and supporting diplomatic efforts. I'm Charles Villadesma.
AP Washington correspondent Saga Bagani reports House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'd love to have Israel's prime minister at Congress.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he plans to invite Israel's prime minister to address Congress. It would be a GOP show of support amid growing criticism from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrats of Benjamin Netanyahu's leadership.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way.
Republicans have rallied around Netanyahu since. Johnson tells CNBC he'll invite Netanyahu to address Congress. Such a speech during the Hamas war would be seen as highly politicized.
AP's Sagar Magani. This is VOA News. Four Central European countries remain deeply divided over how to resolve Russia's war against Ukraine. That's according to their foreign ministers on Thursday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
From the Czech Republic, Poland, Hungary, and Slovakia met Thursday to discuss a Czech plan to acquire ammunition that Ukraine badly needs from third countries outside the European Union. But the foreign ministers of Hungary and Slovakia said they are not ready to change their strict refusal to provide arms to Ukraine. This is Juraj Blanár, Slovak Minister of Foreign Affairs.
We have to fight for our national interest. As you might know, that Slovakia is very dependent on gas and nuclear fuel from the Russia.
Under the plan, the Czechs seek to obtain 800,000 artillery shells for Ukraine. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Russia has attacked electrical power facilities in much of Ukraine, including the country's largest hydroelectric plant, causing widespread outages and killing at least three people. Ukraine's energy minister says the nighttime drone and rocket attacks were the largest on the country's energy sector in recent times. He says the goal was to cause a large-scale disruption of the energy system. The attacks caused a fire at the Dnipro hydroelectric station, which supplies electricity to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. That's Europe's largest nuclear power installation. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the main 750-kilovolt power line to the plant was cut off, but a lower power backup line was still working. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a Trump fundraising appeal that focuses mainly on the former president's legal bills.
Donald Trump's new joint fundraising agreement with the Republican National Committee directs donations to his campaign and a political action committee that pays his legal bills before the RNC gets a cut. The diversion makes it more likely that Republican donors could see their money go to Trump's lawyers. They've already received at least $76 million over the last 2 years to defend him against four felony indictments and multiple civil cases. Trump has invited high-dollar donors to Palm Beach, Florida for an April 6 fundraiser. I'm Norman Hall.
A federal judge has given prison terms to 10 to 40 years to six white former Mississippi law enforcement officers who pleaded guilty to breaking into a home without a warrant and torturing two black men there. The judge gave the sentences near the top of federal guidelines to five of the six culprits. He sentenced the final two on Thursday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.